With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. A leading conservative political commentator says President Trump is waging a historic counter-revolution.
He's doing all of that, and no one thought you could take on the Green Lobby. Nobody, the military told us we just can't get 55,000 extra recruits that we need anymore. It's drugs or gangs or we're in competition with private industry. He did. No, everybody said you cannot close the border without comprehensive immigration. That was proven to be a fallacy.
Victor Davis Hanson says the president is succeeding in part by taking away the Democrats' tactic of dividing the country by race.
He's taken race and tribe and replaced it with class interests. So the Republican Party now is saying to the Hispanic truck driver, the black truck driver, the white truck driver, you all have more in common than you do with your self-appointed leaders on TV or media or The View or in politics.
Hanson spoke this week with the Salem Radio Network. It's almost time to catch summer's double meteor showers.
The southern Delta Aquarid and Alpha Capricornid meteor showers peak in the early morning of July 30th. With minimal interference from moonlight, the meteors should appear bright and clear if viewed away from city lights. Each shower is expected to produce up to a dozen visible meteors per hour. The Alpha Capricornids may have tails that linger longer in the night sky. Viewing of each shower lasts through August 12th. The next major meteor shower, the Perseids, will peak in mid-August. Keith Peters reporting.
At least 11 people have been stabbed at a Walmart in Michigan in what the local sheriff there says appears to be a random act. Authorities said a suspect is in custody. Munson Healthcare says 11 people were being treated at the region's largest hospital in northern Michigan, 6 in critical condition and 5 in serious condition. This is SRN News. SRN's Michael Harrington explores the question, can a tree have a spirit?
The short answer is no, but a lot of Americans say yes. A study from the Pew Research Center finds about half of adults in this country say trees, rocks, mountains, and other inanimate objects have a spirit. These beliefs are much more common in Africa and parts of Southeast Asia, however, a lot less than half the population in most of European nations, East and West. They don't think that objects can have a spirit. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Texas Attorney General has sued an adult swimming program after two men were allowed to compete in the women's division in San Antonio, with one placing first in special events. The suit alleges the U.S. Masters swimming undermined the trust of consumers because other swimmers faced an unfair disadvantage in the spring nationals. Attorney General Ken Paxton has issued a statement saying that U.S. Masters swimming has deprived female participants of the opportunity to succeed at the highest levels. This is SRN News. Young medics in England have walked off the job in a wage and pay dispute. We hear more on the story from international correspondent Charles Deledesma, who reports from London.
Thousands of doctors in England's state-funded health system walked off the job on Friday in a five-day strike over pay that the government says will disrupt care for patients across the country. Resident doctors, those early in their careers who form the backbone of hospital and clinic care, took to the picket lines outside hospitals after talks with the government broke down. The doctors are seeking a pay rise to make up for what their union, the British Medical Association, says is a 20% real terms pay cut. Since 2008, the National Health Service says emergency departments will be open and hospitals and clinics would try to carry out as many scheduled appointments as possible. Charles Deledesma, London.
You'll find more details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.